Readers Entertainment presents Book Lights, where we are shining the light on good books.
Good evening. This is Deborah Parmley, the host of Book Lights, and tonight I'm pleased to have Kaylin Cooper with me live on the show. Kaylin Cooper writes sensual romantic suspense. 22 years as a military wife has shown her the world and the men and women who protect it every day. 30 years in PR taught her fact can be stranger than fiction, but leaves it up to the reader to separate truth from imagination. She and her husband live in Tennessee on their micro plantation filled with gardens, cattle, and a puppy. When she's not writing, she's at the shooting range or on the river. Welcome, Kaylin. I'm pleased to have you on the show tonight.
Well, thank you for asking me to join you. I'm excited about this.
Oh, we're going to have fun. We had a little tease a couple weeks ago when you visited, and so I'm sure some of our listeners have returned and they're waiting to hear about the surprise you have, which we'll get to in a little bit. First, we're going to chat. We have several things in common, being the spouse of a military veteran as well as writing romantic suspense with military heroes. Those are the most noticeable things. But as I was reading your book, Christmas in Cancun, the first book in your series that we're going to chat about tonight, I realized there are quite a few other things we have in common. In my past work as a travel consultant, I set foot in over 13 countries, and I love the ocean, especially the Caribbean and the islands. So I was immediately intrigued by your hero, former SEAL Jack Girard, who owns a company that takes people from hotels and cruise ships on catamarans for diving and snorkeling expeditions, which is so exciting. What a fun job. I love the sea so much that the idea of living on a boat fascinates me, so I find your hero incredibly sexy. Now, as you can tell, I could keep going on and on because I enjoy the story, but I want you to tell us more about Jack and your heroine and that adorable two-year-old that's in the story.
Well, first of all, let me tell you, we do have a lot in common. Although I have never counted the countries that I have been in. Maybe I should do that.
You know, the only reason I know is that when I was a travel consultant, I had a map on the wall with pins on it, and people would ask me so I would know the number. And at that point, when I closed the business, I didn't count.
That's cool. I'll have to sit down someday and count how many. You know, but it's quite a few. You asked me about my hero, but I'd first like to talk about the little two-year-old in the book. Her name is Addison, and at that time, my granddoll, I don't have a granddaughter, I have a granddoll, because she is such a little child, and love her to death. She was 2 years old, so I was able to model many of Addison's actions after my own grandchild. So that was fun. I've also been to Cancun many, many times at Christmas, and thus when I finally sat down and put fingers to keyboard, Christmas in Cancun just seemed to roll. Jack, my hero, well, he's kind of a compilation of several people that I've met, characters that I've read in other books as well. I knew he had to be swarthy. I knew he had to be sexy. And I knew he had to be broody. And in the first part of the book, that's what I hope comes through is that he's relatively introspective, in fact. Then when we talk about Jillian, my heroine, I really like anthropology, archaeology, more along the anthropology side, because that's where the stories are told about the people who lived then. And so every time we've gone to Cancun, we make it a point. We're not these people that stay at the resort and sit by the pool. We go out and do things. So over the years, we have been to many, many of the Mayan sites. That's how several of the elements within that book in particular are based in fact, because I have been to Isla Mayor and seen the temple for the goddesses that were there for hundreds and hundreds of years. The temple stood intact until 1982, I think it was, or 83, when a hurricane knocked it down. They still have part of it where you can go.
I was planning to ask you that, because researching our books can be so much fun, and I was going to ask how much of what you had experienced came into play in the book Christmas in Cancun. And I wanted to know if you had been snorkeling there. So this is fantastic. It's like you read my mind.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Anyway,
we've been to Cancun many years for Christmas.
Have you snorkeled over sites that have fascinating treasures beneath or anything like that? Or have you visited sites that have been archaeological digs?
Yes, we've been to archaeological digs, some of them here in the United States, none of them in Mexico. But we have been to Tulum. We have been to Chichen Itza. Matter of fact, one of the resorts we stayed at actually had their own set of ruins. When they started building the condos there, they came across a set of Mayan ruins. Really awesome. And yes, in Christmas in Cancun, I talk a lot about Isla Mayor, which is the Isle of Women, which is real.
Yeah.
I mean, it's 8 miles off of Cancun, and it has a gorgeous, gorgeous national reef if you want to go snorkeling.
Mm-hmm.
And I happen to know you snorkel too, right?
Would love that. Oh, my gosh. The water there is stunning, and I love a snorkel. I think you and I should go on a research trip together.
Oh, I really think we should. We have plans.
Really good.
Business
good.
Trip, right?
That's right. Now, the Mayan goddesses, those are very intriguing, and I understand there's some truth to those, that they were not imaginary. So can you tell us about those treasures?
In my research, I discovered that when the conquistadors were exploring the islands in the Caribbean, they hadn't come across gold until they came to Isla Mayor. And they found 4 golden statues that were in the temple that I told you about a few minutes ago that was destroyed. The statues disappeared, and no record except for those of the monks who initially traveled with the conquistadors. They were recorded for a couple of years, and then not again. So no one knows really and truly what happened to them.
But there were 4 golden, solid gold statues.
Wow.
For goddesses, specifically for women.
Yeah, that is fantastic.
Isn't that fun?
It is.
I love the research part of our jobs, don't you?
Oh, it's fantastic. It is fantastic. We could probably talk about that for hours. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to keep an eye on this morning because it's this day.
Yeah.
So I want to be sure that readers know where to find you on the web. So can you give us your website real quick?
Sure. It is www.kaylynncooper.com. And Kaylynn is spelled K-A capital L-Y-N Cooper's easy, and so's the .com. That'll take you straight to my website.
All right. Thank you. And where can readers find you in person? Do you have any events coming up?
Actually, I did so many events last year that I have cut back considerably in 2017. I will be at the RT convention, which this year is in Atlanta, which that's just down the road from where I live. But I will be there, and I will be hosting several events, along with many other military authors. Are you going to that?
Yeah.
I thought so. I thought we were hosting a couple of them together.
Yes, I think we are in several things together, So that'll be fun. It'll be a good time.
Okay,
and I...
I'm going to go to RWA.
Oh, good. Okay. Very good. Very good. So you've got the two big ones.
Okay,
and I know our readers have been listening from a couple weeks ago, and they've been waiting for that surprise. So I understand you have a Christmas gift for our listeners, and this would be a great time to tell us about it.
Well, for everybody that listens to this podcast, write this down. Grab your pencil. And the address is bookhip, that's BOOK.HIP. No dot, sorry, bookhip, BOOKHIP.com. Now, here's the tricky part. / N is in Nancy, B is in Bravo, J is in Juliet, Q is in, I don't know what Q means, Q anyway, as in question, X, C. Okay, that's NBJQXC. And if you'll type that into your computer, it should take you to BookFunnel, which will give you a copy for free, Merry Christmas, of Christmas in Cancun.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much, Kaylin. I want to say thank you from all the listeners. And I have to say, I've read it. It's fun. Everybody go get this book, and Merry Christmas. Fantastic.
Merry Christmas.
Gosh, I feel like we need some Caribbean Christmas music to end out the show tonight, and or maybe a catamaran to carry us away to the island.
There you go. Oh, definitely with hot guys, right?
Yes, definitely. Definitely some maybe is maybe. With some of those great guys, you know, Marines and Army Rangers, and oh my gosh, the list could go on. And beautiful crystal waters and all that warm weather. Oh my gosh, you know, maybe even a Santa on the dock to weigh that and say Merry Christmas to everyone. But I don't have that, so I'm sadly going to have to end on a regular note. Kaylin, I want to thank you for joining on Good Life. It's been so much fun chatting with you.
I can't believe how quickly it's gone. And Deborah, thank you so much for inviting me. I really appreciate it. I love talking about books.
It's so much fun, isn't it? I've had a blast. All right. I want to thank everyone for listening tonight. Next week, Lisa Watson will be joining me, and we'll be chatting about writing Christmas stories. So be sure to join in next Tuesday night and listen to Book Life, where we shine a light on good books. Have a good evening, everyone.
Thank you for joining us on Book Lights. Be sure to connect with us at readersentertainment.com for articles, blogs, videos, and podcasts that matter to readers.